blessings this session. We give thee thanks now and ask thee to help us with thy word. Help our brother Eric, and Lord, we pray for Lang as well, that you would give him the gift of interpretation, Lord, that he might translate the word correctly. So we ask this in the name of our wonderful Savior,
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. John chapter 7.
约翰福音七章.
This John chapter 7 is the account of Jesus preaching in the last half of the week of the Feast of Tabernacles.
是耶稣最后的一段的讲话在祝棚节的时候.
So it's the last feast of the year.
也是一年里面最后一个大的节期.
But while we were talking about the Lord Jesus, and we showed some pictures like this of the Feast of Tabernacles, when they took the water from the pool of Siloam and poured it out by the altar.
所以当他们从希洛亚池子带着水，每一年的节期祭司都会拿着这个水，从池子里拿起来，一直运到圣殿里再倒掉。
Now we've looked at one of the ceremonies that took place in the temple.
这就是在圣殿里要举行的一个仪式。
But there's a question that comes up about the Lord Jesus as well. Let me rephrase that a little bit. There's a question. Why didn't the Jews receive Jesus after he gave all the signs?
那现在就有一个问题, 为什么耶稣显出这么多神迹了以后呢, 犹太人不信他呢?
It would seem he answered all the Old Testament prophecies.
他也回答了或者应验了所有的旧约的预言了。
His birth and was according to the scriptures prophesied.
他的出生就是按照旧约的预言来的。
And those miracles that he did were so public and powerful. His words were with authority. Why didn't they receive him as their Messiah?
就是他的话是如此的有权柄。 他的神迹如此的明显，为什么他们不能接受他是那个弥赛亚的事实呢？
Well, we know that it's the hardness of people's hearts, number one.
那这是人的心硬啊，第一点。
But also, there were some that did receive him.
但的确有一些人是接受他的。
They didn't all reject him.
并不是所有人都拒绝了。
But the majority did reject their Messiah. Now, the question is, why did they have so much trouble? Besides the fact that their hearts were hard, they should have recognized no one could do what he did except God is with him.
因为他们按道理应该能认出来，除了神自己，没有人能做这一切的事。
So, one of the reasons why is because of the religion that they had.
那当中一个原因呢，是因为他们有的宗教。
It was a religion that came from God Himself.
这个宗教呢，好像还是从神这里出来的。
They had the temple, and they had the priesthood. They had all the ceremonies and the offerings. It was a very impressive religion that they had.
他们有圣殿。 他们有祭司阶层，他们有献祭，哦，这个看起来呢，所有的一些表象还真的是挺令人印象深刻的这么一个这个宗教。
I'm going to use Mr. Roy's pointer here. The one with the red tip. Now you can see this painting illustrates a moment on the day of the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm using your pointer here, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
And the priest has taken water from the pool of Siloam. Now, I guess for some that have not seen the other pictures, maybe I'll just try and run through.
这个图像里就有了，that's
the pool of Siloam, a recent picture where they would take the water from.
这个是池子哈，希伯来池子。
But what they would do is every day in the feast, they would dip their vessel in the water at the pool of Siloam, and then they would, with trumpets and a great ceremony, the white clad priests would take it back up to the temple.
所以他们每一天节期的七天里，每一天他们会拿这个水瓶呢去池里舀水，舀上来以后呢。 他们会一路的运回到带着个池子啊，所有的祭司带着池子里的水会回到圣殿去。That's
a picture of one recent picture of.
这是非常近的一张图。
Of they're trying that ceremony.
今天他们还在这么做啊。Although
they don't have a temple.
但今天他们没有圣殿了啊，以色列人今天没有圣殿，但是只要碰到祝棚节，他们还会做。
But you can see, even today, the Jews try to carry out as much as possible the religious ceremonies.
所以你会看他们的重点关注点在哪呢？犹太人在关注仪式本身，宗教仪式。即便今天他们没有圣殿，他还是想尽一切办法，他只要能做到的，他还去做，就是去舀个水。
They don't have a temple. They don't have a consecrated priesthood. They don't have proper worship, the Jews today, but they still carry on as much as they can.
那今天他已经完全不能满足旧约的这些条件。第一，至少他圣殿没了；第二呢，一个神职阶层，就是整个大的祭司阶层，他们其实是没有的，所以利未人找不出来；第三呢，就是他今天很多的犹太的。 这个条件哈，要满足当时献祭的这些条件都不满足了，但他们还在做，只要能做的还做。But
in the days of the Lord Jesus, the temple was Herod's temple that took 46 years to build.
然后在耶稣的时代呢，这个圣殿是一个特别宏大的圣殿，是谁造的呢？是希律王花了46年造的。And
it was made of the most expensive stonework.
它可能是用的最贵的石头哈。
The ceiling of the temple was covered in gold.
然后圣殿顶的那个殿顶全是金子铸的，所以是金顶。And
everything, they had all these elaborate ceremonies with the priesthood, carrying the golden vessel of water up to pour with. Trumpets blaring, people singing and dancing and quoting scripture.
你看这个穿白衣的这个祭司啊，他手里拿的是金子做的器皿，然后呢，有祭司袍，身边的那些白色的其他的祭司都是在吹号啊，剩下的民众都在唱诗。So
the people, they were very proud of their religion.
所以所有人呢，都对他们有的这个宗教非常的骄傲。There
was nothing like it in all the world.
因为全世界没有像他们这样的宗教。The
Gentile idol worship often was the ceremonies were very sinful and dark, often violence. So compared to everything else, this was a magnificent a magnificent religion.
所以你把这样的一个献祭和其他国家和民族的这个献祭去对比呢，你会知道他们的骄傲是有原因的。那其他的，比方说他们献祭的时候，他可能会非常的肮脏，而且非常的暴力，有的时候啊，那献的甚至是人了，那各种很不能让人接受的这样的一个形式。所以犹太人真的是有理由哈，打引号的有理由，因着他们的宗教而骄傲，因为他们这整套呢，按照神旧约的要求做的，的确是非常荣耀的。
And even the disciples, they were impressed by the great building.
即使是耶稣的门徒，在这样的一个大的圣殿面前，他们也非常的敬仰啊，非常自豪。
So in Mark chapter 13 verse 1, we get a little glimpse of Mark chapter 13.
马可十三章，我们可以看一个一点点。
Jesus had been teaching and preaching in the temple. This was his last week on earth. This was at a different feast now from what we've been looking at.
在这个时候呢，马可十三章，这是另外一个节期，耶稣在这里呢，是最后一次在讲道了哈。
The Passover feast was approaching.
这个节期就叫逾越节，耶稣过的最后一个逾越节。
And it would be during the Passover that the Lord Jesus would be the sacrificial lamb laying down his life for the sins of the world.
在这个逾越节里呢，耶稣就是那牺牲的羔羊了。
And it says in verse 1, as he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings.
所以马可十三章一节呢，耶稣从殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒对他说，夫子，请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。
That's the only thing Scripture says about the temple.
这是唯一的一处经文描述了当时这个圣殿的情形。
But historians writing, like the Jewish historian Josephus, they wrote about how magnificent it was, a wonder of the world, this temple.
那其他的史料呢，不是圣经啊，其他的史料，比方说呢，犹太教的史学家约瑟夫呢，他所写的材料就更详细，他说这个圣殿在当时都成了世界一景啊。
And that temple was the center of all the Jews' worship.
这是所有犹太人聚会敬拜的一个中心。
It was the center of their nation.
这也是他们国家的中心。
It's what unified the whole nation.
这也是聚集凝结全国家的一个中心。
And so, when we see the Lord Jesus now on the last day of the great feast,
当我们看见耶稣啊，在那个节期的最后几天。
And it's the eighth day, which is the great day, the last day. If you turn now with me to John chapter 7.
我们回到约翰七章啊，这是最后一天了，祝棚节的最后一天。
And verse 37.
三十七节，七章三十七，节期的末日。
He says here was the last and greatest day of the feast.
就是最大之日哈，节期的末日。
Jesus stood and cried with a loud voice.
耶稣站起来大声说。
So, the point I'm trying to make is that the Jews had this magnificent temple with all the ceremonies, but here's this ordinary looking man crying out. It did not look very attractive.
所以我想表达的一个点，今天一上来，就是你可以做一个对比。犹太人有这么宏大的一个圣殿，那么完美的一个献祭，一个宗教的仪式，啊，现在呢来了一个普通人，长相很普通，他现在站起来，他高声说， 所以这样的对比呢，你就能理解犹太人为什么他不接受。
Now you can see the influence of that great temple worship in many of the churches you see around the world.
所以你会看见这样的一个崇拜方式啊，这样的一个宗教仪式，在今天全世界各地的教会影响还是很大的。
You go to Rome and you see the great St. Peter's Basilica.
比方说呢，你去罗马天主教呢，你会看见圣彼得的那个雕像。
And the elaborate ceremonies of the Roman Catholic Church.
然后所有的天主教的教堂真是豪华，就是荣美，就是它那个玻璃啊，那壮观壮丽啊。
And even many churches, very small churches, they have very expensive altars and spend a lot of money on decorations.
即使小的，全球很多小的教会啊，他们也有很好很金贵的，就是很贵重的这个坛呐，以及他花了很多钱在装修上。
And very ordinary men will dress up in long robes.
然后很普通的一个人呢，他可能会穿一身长袍啊。
So you can see man loves outward displays in their religion.
所以你会看见人特别喜欢外在的显明他的宗教，这是一个人的特点。
So when the Lord Jesus came, here was just an ordinary man.
当耶稣来的时候，他只是一个普通的人。
But what words of authority and power he had!
但是他讲出来的话却是有极大的权柄和力量的。
In Mark 13, we read there.
那我们回到马可十三啊。
The Lord's answer to his disciples.
看耶稣是怎么回他的门徒的。
In verse 2,
二节
Mark 13 and verse 2. He said, Do you see these great buildings? Replied Jesus. Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down.
耶稣对他说，你看见这大殿宇吗？将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁。
Man's religion is going to end.
人的宗教要结束了。
But the Lord Jesus is eternal. There's the eternal word.
但是神呢，却是永恒的。
So, what the Lord Jesus prophesied here was literally fulfilled one generation later.
神耶稣在这里预言的，在一代人之后就应验了。
When the Roman general Titus took the city of Jerusalem in 70 AD, he completely burned and destroyed the temple.
当罗马将军啊提多在公元七十年攻下耶路撒冷的时候，他就把整个圣殿给毁了，烧了。
The gold that was covering the ceilings melted and ran down between the rocks.
然后呢，当他烧圣殿的时候呢，在圣殿顶上的那些金子呢就化了，然后他就流下来了。
And the soldiers to take that gold, they pushed the stones apart to get at the gold that had run down.
所以当这个金子流下来的时候呢，提多将军的士兵就为了去抢那个金子呢，他们就必须把每一块石头撬开来，去把那个石头缝里的金子拿出来，这就应验了这个。
Not one stone lay on another one.
就没有一块石头留在另一块石头上。
In 1968, not too long ago.
在1968年的时候
，They excavated on the south end of the temple.
South end
of the temple, well, the old temple where the temple was. There was a dig. They had an archaeological dig.
Okay, 就是他们做了一个考古挖掘嘛，就是在圣殿的南部啊这个区域呢，就当时圣殿区域的南边呢有一个考古挖掘，在1968年。
There they discovered many of the stones from that end of the temple had been thrown down into that area.
然后他们就找到了很多当时为了挖金子啊，就是丢出来的石头，就撬出一块就丢下来，就在那个区域。
Those are the only ones that remain from that time.
这是能够找得到的，从那个时代留下的遗迹啊。
The other stones had probably been carried away for building.
其他的石头很可能被运走去做那个其他的建筑材料。
So the point here that I make is that the Jews had a very difficult time understanding. What can this ordinary man, to their eyes, what can he do for them?
所以犹太人呢会有一个很困难的时间，就他们怎么能相信这样一个相貌普通的人他所说的话？
It's hard for them to leave that religion and to just trust a man, and all you have is his word.
所以非常难，他们做的一个选择，丢掉他们几千年的宗教，去相信一个相貌普通的人，而这个人他们能看见的，就是或者能听见，就是他说的这些话而已。
Now many of us have done just that.
但我们在座的，我们很多人也是面临同样的选择。
We have trusted the word of the Lord Jesus because He speaks the words of God.
我们相信了主耶稣的话，因为他是从神而来的话。
We've closed our eyes to the attractions of all that the world can give us.
我们也把我们的眼目呢，转离了这地上一切宗教或一切地上能给我们的影响。
Because we've discovered that anything out there can never satisfy in here.
因为我们发现呢，一切在外的，在这世上的，没有办法满足我们里面的需要。
But the word of God we have found.Is a living word and satisfies the deepest need of our souls.
但是我们从神的话语里，那活着的话语里，却满足了我们里面灵里极深的需要。
So now, you want to say something, don't you?
I'd like to introduce, if you don't mind. This thing that we're talking about religion, every religion in the world has pomp and glamour that's attractive to the eyes.And attractive to the intellect. And I just want to want you to look into the first Corinthians, and if we could read there.
每一个宗教啊，它都有对我们的人呢是有很深的影响的，它会吸引我们。我们看一下哥林多前书一章啊。
You know, when we were in Israel.
Chapter 1?
I used this.
Chapter 1. Okay.
First Corinthians 1?
First Corinthians 1, but I just want to tell you something before that.
Yeah.
Let him have a chance to hear.
Corinthians 1.
Okay. When we were in Israel, and we saw the Jewish people, they had their custom clothes on that were from the old ages. And we would see them standing in different places withThe Old Testament like this, and they would be reading and going like this, and they would be like this, going like this. It's like they were eating the Word of God, eating the whatever was written in the Bible, the Old Testament. But you know, here we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if we could read from 18 to 25.You read 18 to 25?
Okay. 那在这之前呢，他说他在犹太人里面啊，他们读圣经的时候呢，尤其那些律法教师啊，他们会端起来站起来啊，就边摇边读，而且有的时候靠在脸面前啊，就好像我在吃这个，他宗教仪式感非常强啊。然后呢，但是神的教导并不是这样的。我们回到哥林多前书的一章十八节到二十五节哈，我们可以一起来。顺序读一下 ，maybe you read around.
Yes.
Okay. 因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神。神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
犹太人需要神迹，希腊人需要智慧，是求智慧。 我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为迂拙，
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Amen.
Okay. So you know all the religions of the world. I've talked to so many Catholic people out on the road.And it's always, I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that. I go to church, I do... It's doing things. And human beings, the natural thing for a human being to do something, to accomplish something, to be successful at something. But in God's gospel, His Son has done everything. He has done everything. And God doesn't look at our doings. He looks at them like filthy rags because they're not acceptable before Him. What His Son has done...is the most important thing. He has died for all of mankind.
所以当我们看地上的宗教，比方说罗马的天主教，那他们比较看重的，他就是我做了什么，我做什么，我去教会，我奉献，我做了这样那样那样的事情。所以人总是愿意把自己外在行出来的去摆在神的面前和摆在人的面前。但是呢，圣经却说我们的行为在神眼里都是肮脏的抹布，神并不悦纳我们所行的，因为。我们所行的跟没法跟耶稣去比，是耶稣已经做成了，一切的救恩已经做完了。
You know, I've preached the gospel to our own people, and they think it's foolish to believe something like this.
但人就不相信啊，比方说我去跟人讲福音的时候，人会觉得，哎，这相信这样的事情不是很愚蠢吗？
But that's what the world's intellect is. That's what their intelligence. That's what the world teaches them right from the time they're born.That this kind of thing is foolishness to them. That God would come in the form of man to die for their sins. They think that they have to work hard, they have to give money to the church, they have to do this, they have to do that, feed the poor and stuff like that. Then God will accept them.
所以这个完全是和人的心里所想要的是反的哈。人们更愿意什么呢？我做这个做那个，我去帮助穷人，然后呢，神就接纳我了。这是人特别喜欢的逻辑。但你跟他讲呢，你要相信啊、你把他福音告诉他呢，他觉得你很愚蠢啊、你怎么能信这样的东西呢？你非常愚昧的。
So people get carried away with this kind of pomp and glamour of the world, and they lose sight of the fact that God is a holy God, and the only way you can please Him is for His to believe in His Son, that He died for us.
所以人是很容易被这宗教的荣光吸走的。所吸眼目被他们吸引，然后跟随宗教而走。但是神真正要我们的是相信我们是个罪人，接受他的圣子基督的救恩，这个道才是真正的能去到神那里得着和好的一个道。
There's nothing we can give him. There's nothing we can do for him. He is the Almighty God. He owns everything, and he can do everything.
因为我们没有什么能够为他做的，也没什么能给他的。他是全能的神，他是圣洁的，我们能做什么呢？
So we must not get carried away with the things of the world, the religion.
对，所以我们要离开这地上的宗教啊，就是要离开地上人的教导，我们要去相信神的话。
Paul summarizes that argument in 1 Corinthians by saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, the next chapter.
保罗也总结了这段教导哈，也对，在哥林多前书的第二章，我们往下看。
And verse 4.
二章的四节。
This is the Apostle Paul preaching.
这是使徒保罗在讲。
He said, My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but, he says, with a demonstration of the Spirit's power.
他说我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。
And then he says there in verse 5, he summarizes that argument, so that your faith might...not rest on men's wisdom, or outward display, but on God's power.
叫你们信，不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。哥林多前书二章四节五节。
See, real faith comes by hearing by the word of God.
所以真正的信心从哪里来呢？信道是从听道来的，听道的内容呢，是从神的话直接出来的。
All this great display, the careful preparation, months of preparation for these ceremonies.
你知道这些上面显出来的这个仪式啊，他们前面可要准备好几个月，就是细心准备这个宗教的仪式。
No expense was spared to make it as great a spectacle as possible.
所以为了让这个仪式显得特别的宏大哈，钱是花的无数的，也不会省钱的。
Yet for all that, how much faith was there in the God of the temple?
那我们来看一下，假设这样的仪式出来，这会带给人多少的信心来相信这个圣殿背后的神呢？又有多少？
And so really the temple, when it was destroyed by the Romans, it was God's that prophesied that would take place.Because a greater than the temple was now standing in the temple, preaching.
所以这就是为什么之后罗马人会来毁掉这个圣殿，因为耶稣在那个时候说呢，有一个比圣殿更大的，那时候正站在圣殿里，就是他自己。
And it was on the last day, that great day, the last day of the last feast of the year.
所以这是最后一个节期，一年里的最后一天，耶稣站起来讲。
The ceremonies had now almost come to a close.
所有的一年里的宗教仪式就要在这一天结束了。
The people were going to take down their booths, their temporary dwelling places, and begin to pack up.
人们要开始把他们七天建起来的那临时的帐篷都要拆了，开始打包要回家乡了。
And they were going to return now to their homes. The ceremony is over.
仪式结束了，盛宴结束了，他们要回家了。
With all that excitement, had the people really been satisfied?
那这样的几天的兴奋，真的让大家满足吗？
There's something else too.
但还有一些其他的东西。
You see, on the great day of the feast, no one was to draw any water.It was a holy day, a special day. They were not to draw water. They couldn't get water for themselves.
那最后一天啊，那个圣日就是祝棚节最后一天呢，犹太民众他是不打水。
Go to Leviticus 23.
那天是圣日，立位记。
We can read the scripture there. Leviticus 23.
旧约的利未记啊，二十三章，二百零三页哈，旧约的二百零三页。
And verse 36, correct.
36节，利未记二十三章三十六节。
In verse 33, we read it's the Feast of Tabernacles, which lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly, do no regular work. So that's on the first day.
三十三节，耶和华对摩西说：“你晓谕以色列人说，这七月十五是祝棚节，要在耶和华面前守节，其实第一日当有盛会，所以第一日是个安息日。
Then verse 36, here it is. For 7 days, present offerings made by fire, made to the Lord by fire. On the eighth day, that's the great day, that hold a sacred assembly, and present an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is the closing assembly. Do no regular work.
所以三十六节讲到呢，七日要献祭，第八日也就是节期的最后一天。也是一个圣日，要守严肃会，就什么工也不可能做，又是个安息日。
Now the Jews, when they call regular work means chopping wood, baking, Going to draw water from a well, all of those things were regular work.
当他们说到普通要做的工，平时呢，那比如说是砍树啊、工作啊、打水啊，这都算。
So it's the last day of the feast, and the priests had taken water because that's a ceremony that they could do even if it was on a Sabbath or a special day. They could draw the water for the ceremony in the temple.
在最后一天呢，只有祭司可以去打那个水，因为这是他们要去完成这一切宗教仪式所必须的。
And we looked at last week. We looked when the priests poured that water out by the altar, it was a picture of the Holy Spirit coming later on.
所以我们上一周解释了这个点啊，就是最后他把水打出来，在圣殿倒出来，这是一个预表，预表什么呢？最后圣灵要像水这样配降下来，像雨那样配降下来。
And so that water that was it was poured out, it was a promise made for the future.
所以这是一个未来的应许，就是水呢，神告诉我们，他这个在这几天里水倒出来，就是告诉我们未来他要把圣灵赐给我们。
And the source of that water now was standing in the temple, the source of the Spirit rather, and the living water.
现在那个水的源头，那活水的源头，耶稣基督正站在圣殿当中。
He's standing among them.
就站在他们中间。
The law had failed. The people, if they had not drawn water the day before, would have to go thirsty that day.
所以律法已经失败了哈，就是律法没有办法带人到圣殿那里去。但是人若在那一天之前，最后一天之前他没有打水的话呢，他第二天就会渴。
But if they would come to the Lord Jesus, they wouldn't have to draw water like the woman at the well.
所以如果他们来到耶稣那里，他们就不需要每天去打水，就像那撒玛利亚妇人一样。
He had told the woman at the well that if you believe in me, rivers of living water are going to come out of you.
所以耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人说，你要相信我呢。你里面就要涌出活水的源头了。
So that's what the Lord Jesus says there that day. There may be people there that were thirsty, literally thirsty, because they didn't draw water the day before.
所以这就是耶稣为什么那天站起来说有渴的到我这里来。也许真的在当中有渴的，因为他头一天忘了去打水或者没有打。
And there were probably others there that day that they had come.A long journey up to Jerusalem, excited about the ceremony of the Feast of Tabernacles.
也许有很多人是从不远，百里啊、千里来到耶路撒冷，就是来看一下这种大的宗教的仪式，他们感到很兴奋。
And they'd be excited about the hymns that are sung and the music that's played and to meet all their friends and so on that they hadn't seen.Until a year before, they were excited coming up to Jerusalem.
啊，让他们来到耶路撒冷，真的很兴奋。他们对这些圣乐、对这些服装、对这些仪式，啊，他们都感到很兴奋。
And now it's their last day.
现在是他们最后一天。
Their expectations were something else.
他们的期望还有一些别的。
It wasn't. There was a deeper need in their hearts.
在他们的心里呢，还有更深的需要。
That merely outward religion and ceremony couldn't satisfy.
就是外在的宗教的外表呢，没有办法满足这里面的需要。
Now it's the end. The priest he pours the water out by the altar.
现在呢，祭司把水从那个坛里瓶里倒出来。
It's the closing of all the religious ceremony.
倒完以后呢，宗教仪式就结束了。
But there's people there that day that are thirsty inside.
但是围观的所有人里面还是干渴的。
And then once the priest pours that water out, there's a quietness throughout the temple.
当祭司把水倒出来的时候呢，整个圣殿上下会有一个安静的时刻。
The trumpets are finished.
因为吹号就停了。
The ceremony is complete.
仪式结束了。
And everything's quiet.
安静了。
And suddenly, out of the temple comes a ringing voice.
然后在圣殿里呢，突然之间响了一个人的高声的声音。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
这就是耶稣说的，如果有人渴了，就到我这里来喝。
There were many that day, I'm sure, that were thirsty in their hearts. They had to come to get the real living water that was offered freely.
我相信那一天一定有很多邻里饥渴的人，那他们听到这声音，他们想去喝。
It wasn't ceremony, it was reality.
这不是仪式了，这不是宗教了，这是事实了。
And so that day.That the Lord Jesus cried out in the temple. It was a dividing line from. It was a watershed, we might say, for many people that day.
所以那一天就是圣殿的最后的节气的一天，就是一个分水岭。
There were some.
对很多人来说。
There would be some who truly believed that day.
会有一些真正相信的人啊，那一天。
There were some that were uncertain.
有一些可能还没想好
wavered from one side to the other
还在摇摆
and there were some that rejected it
还有一些就已经拒绝了
what we're going to do is we'll look at the results of that great cry that day in the rest of chapter 7
然后呢我们等一会儿会看这样的一个高声喊完之后开始分开的一个结果就每个人对这句话的反应是不一样的
the priest heard that cry
祭司那天也听到了这句话。
The people that lived in Jerusalem heard that cry.
住耶路撒冷的人也听见了这句话。
People that had traveled from Galilee and places further than that heard that cry.
那从远方来的一切的犹太人呢也都听见了。
Everyone who was searching in Israel was there that day and heard that cry.
一切在以色列人里面想要寻求神的那所有的人呢那天都听见了。
And even if there were some Roman soldiers nearby,
甚至有一些罗马的兵丁也在附近
and they only understood a little bit of it.
他们也多少了解一些
The invitation was to if anyone is thirsty.
这个邀请是任何人，对所有人，只要你里面干渴的
They would know where to go.
他们就知道要去哪里
He said, "Let them come to me."
因为耶稣说到我这里来，你
们
到我这里来
But they must drink.
但是呢。到耶稣那里去，你要喝啊。
To drink means to believe.
喝就意味着信。
To drink is a picture of receiving.
喝就是一个图像啊，一个预表什么？你接近来嘛，你喝水就要从那喝进去嘛。
And that was an offer that was made to the entire world, and that cry is still ringing in the world today.
所以这是一个神给我们全世界的礼物，这样的一个礼物，这样的一个高声的呼喊，从那一刻开始。一直想到今天，今天还是在想的。
That offer still stands in Vancouver today, does it not?
就这样的一个礼物啊，这样的一个神从神而来的礼物，今天在今天的温哥华，它依然是有效的，它还是高声喊的，你可以来喝。
Jeet received that water, that living water. I know he did.
我知道 Jeet 他。他喝了这活水，我知道他喝了。
Do you know how I can tell he's got the living water?
我怎么知道他有活水呢
？Because he loves me.
因为他爱我。因为他爱我。
That's how I know.
这就是我知道的。
We'll take a look then at the result in the people. Just further, we'll finish off the chapter in the last hour and looking at the result.
Just one second before we take a break.People get so overwhelmed and so attracted to things like the temple. The temple was their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was. It was the whole life was the temple. Okay, you remember, and in the religions of the world, it's like that too. You take away their temple, they're lost. They don't know where to go, what to do, there's nothing. That's why the Lord told that woman. He said,There'll come a time when man will worship God in spirit and in truth. Not in a building, not in a temple, not in all these glamorous things that they were going through.
Let's turn to that chapter. Chapter 4, John 4.
And 约翰四章
Don't let me interrupt you.
Okay,
so anyways, chapter 4, verse 21.
四章二十一节。 就是他刚才讲的呢，就是很多人都看见的就是外表了，但是呢他会到一个程度呢，就是圣殿和外在的宗教仪式就是他生命的全部了。但是耶稣说呢，我们终有一天会什么，就像约翰福音的4章21节讲的，就是我们拜的时候呢，不是用外在的形式拜，23节啊，那真正拜父的是要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
You see, Jesus didn't leave us a picture of himself and say, you know, here's my picture, this is me, I want you to worship me every morning like that. No, because people start worshiping a picture, they start making an idol, and God doesn't want us to worship idols. God is a spirit, and that's the way he wants us to worship him.
所以耶稣从来没有给我们一个画像去拜啊，我们人总是觉得呢，哎，我要弄个像然后我在前面拜他。神说不不不，这是宗教啊，神不希望我们陷到任何的宗教里去，因为他是个灵啊，他是活的，我们要跟他在活的心灵和诚实里面来聚会和敬拜。
Maybe you can read from verse 19 to verse 26. If we could read from verse 19 to 26, read
yeah.
around, because
okay.
I think it connects very well to what we've been talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. 我们可以读一下约翰福音的4章19到26节啊，刚才停在谁那里？
妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”
19、20节。
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
耶稣说，
耶稣说，妇人你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将至，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
神是个灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚就是那称基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事情都告诉我们。
耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。
Do you want to just finish that off, or do you want me to just make a comment?
But no, that's what I was getting at. That people get so involved in these kind of things, in a temple, in a physical thing, God doesn't want us to be worshipping idols. He doesn't want a picture of his son there that we get up in the morning and we pray and worship him. He wants us, God is a spirit, he wants our spirit to worship, because we are spirit as well. He wants us to worship him with a true heart, okay? Spirit and truth. Truth. Our heart must be true. It must be pure. And we must have that approach when we pray to God.
所以神是个灵啊，我们也是灵，所以我们要用心灵和诚实，所以我们里面的诚实是神悦纳的，而不是我们外面搞了一幅画去拜，按时去拜。这个外在的形式神不悦纳，神不喜悦，这就叫拜偶像。哪怕你拜的是一个耶稣像，也是拜偶像。但是神要我们的什么？要我们的心。我们来到他面前是怀着诚实，怀着爱来到他面前的，他都悦纳。
Yeah, so he mentions there that in verse 21 that a time is coming.And that time is now, isn't it? After Jesus died, rose from the dead, where's the center of worship? No longer in Jerusalem.
所以21节说，时候将到啊，现在就是了，就是不再拜父，就是拜神，不再在任何的山上，就是在我们心里。
Verse 23 says, the time is coming, and has now come.When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
这就23节讲，时候将到，如今就是了，真正拜父的用心灵和诚实拜他。
So where is our center of worship now
我们今天聚会的敬拜的中心在哪呢？
It's in the Spirit through the Son to the Father.
这就是在我们的灵里通过中保耶稣去到父那里，这就是今天敬拜的路线。
There we see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We see the Trinity.
你会看见在这个路线上呢，圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的神都在。我们在圣灵的里面带领下去向中保基督，然后到父神那里。
That's why God allowed the Romans to destroy Jerusalem.
这就为什么神允许罗马人呢，去毁了整个耶路撒冷。
He's signaling that there's going to be the worship now is not in any place on earth.
所以他就告诉我们，在地上呢，聚会和敬拜不是一个有形的地方。
The temple of the Holy Spirit is now the church of God.
所以现在，圣灵的殿哈，就是地上的教会。
The Holy Spirit indwells each believer, and we are the Scripture says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
也就是我们的身体了，就是每一个信徒的身体就是圣灵的殿啊，所有的信徒在一起就是地上的教会。
Further, the Bible says that we are living stones, we are built together, and for a dwelling place of God in the church.
所以我们圣经说我们就是活石啊，活石就是什么，一块一块的石头搭起来不就是个圣殿吗？所以叫活石嘛，活的石头搭出来不就是个圣殿。
So not only is the believer individually indwelt by the Holy Spirit the moment they believe, but also corporately as a congregation, as a communion, when the church comes together, the Lord Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, under my authority, there am I in the middle of them.
所以他不但是一个个人的，就是呢，当我们接受基督的时候，圣灵就住在我们里面，我们的身体就是他的殿，这是对的，肯定没错。这是一个个人的，同时呢，它是一个整体的。每一个人和一个人呢在一起，他就组成了一个大的圣殿。所以圣经说呢，你们两三个人奉我的名，我就在你们当中啊。所以不单是一个个人，圣灵住在里面，我们每一个住在里面的人组成在一起呢，他就是神的殿。
So whether it's a group of Africans in a little building gathered together on the first day of the week with a grass roof and mud walls, or you're a house church in the countryside of China, gathered together in secret, a few, just to remember the Lord. Or maybe here at 16th, we're in freedom with a thermostat on the wall, a good dry roof, we meet together. The Lord is among us. The Lord is with us.
所以他不在乎外表的形式。也许呢，我们是一群在非洲的弟兄姊妹，那我们聚会的地方呢是一个泥巴墙搭起来的小屋，顶上是一些稻草搭的屋顶，然后呢也没什么地面的，就几张破小桌子，那这个形式完全是因为我们是神的孩子，我们在一起就是了。也许我们是一个中国的小的家庭教会，那我们聚集起来一起读一些经，然后没有任何的形式，就在一个人的家里这也是了，神就在我们中间。也许是在像我们这样的形式有一个房子，也有这个墙，有很多这个外在的，比如说什么暖气啊，这些这也是神不看的，不是外面的，神是看在里面聚会的是不是神的孩子。
So God gets more glory than a temple with dead stones in one place on earth. He gets more glory where he has living stones that are all around the globe.
所以神弃绝的是那用死的石头造出来的殿啊，最后呢毁了。他最后真正他的殿呢，是所有的活的石头组成的教会，就是他的殿。
And those are the kind of worshippers that God is looking for.
这是神要的聚会和敬拜。
Well, we could, we'll ask you to
ask. Okay. 好，我们做一个结束的祷告。我们的天上的父，谢谢您，赐给我们这样宝贵的真理。耶稣在那一天所发出的邀请，所给我们的礼物，今天依然还有效，因为您的爱长阔高深，您恒久忍耐，为的是给我们悔改的时间。父啊，我们盼望每一个听见的人能正面的回应，每一个听见的人能够说，主啊，我要这活水，因为我里面也干渴。父啊，谢谢您赐给我们救恩，谢谢您借着基督不但给我们救恩，更给我们永世的祝福和恩典。父啊，谢谢您，我们也为一会儿的饮食献上感恩，求您祝福我们，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿门。Let's read verses 40 to the verse 40 to verse 52-53.
Okay. 我们从四十节读到这章的结束啊。众人听见这话，有的说，就约翰福音七章四十节，众人听见这话，有的说这真是那先知，
有的说这是基督，但也有的说基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？
经上岂不是说基督是从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？
于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争，
其中有人要捉拿他，只是无人下手。
差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说，你们为什么没有带他来呢？
差役回答说，从来没有像他这样说话的。
法利赛人说，你们也受了迷惑吗？
官长或是法利赛人，岂有信他的呢？
但这些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅的。
那种有尼哥底母就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说，
不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
他们回答说，你也是出于加利利吗？你且去考察查考，就可知道加利利没有出过先知。
Let's just look to the Lord then.
我们再做一个简单的祷告。
Father, we pray that you, by your Spirit, illuminate what we've read.
主啊，求您借着您的圣灵光照我们所读的。
Pray by your Holy Spirit, Father, you would unfold the meaning that you would have us to learn today.
也求您借着圣灵把您要我们所明白的展开给我们看。
And so make our hearts very still, and help us, Lord, to understand, to hear your voice, and to obey your word.
主啊，求您让我们的心安静，能听见您的话语，也愿意顺服您的话语。
And so, Lord, we just ask your help today in the name of the Lord Jesus.
今天我们求您的帮助，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. So the it says there in verse 40, hearing his words. They heard that ringing cry that went through the temple.
所以他听见了那声音啊，就是还在，就是所有的众人在耶稣在圣殿里讲这个话的时候，就听见了声音，今天依然还在回响。
That great invitation.
那巨大的邀请。
And it must have had quite an impact on everyone there.
那按道理应该在当场听的每个人心里都起了巨大的作用，对不对？
Because everyone began to talk about it.
因为每个人就开始讨论这个人了。
Everybody seemed to have an opinion.
每个人按道理都有一个意见了。
And some of the people, they said, surely this man is the prophet.
所以有的人说呢，哦，那真是先知，真是那先知。
Now we don't understand what they mean by that, but the Jews knew what they meant.
所以我们听见这话，这真是那先知，我们可能不太明白他们在说什么，但是犹太人知道。
There were many prophets.
因为旧约有很多先知。
But there was one special prophet that was prophesied in the Old Testament.
但是旧约一直预言了有一个特别的要来的先知，所以这里讲的是那先知。
And before there were any prophets in Israel.
所以在这之前呢， 那一切来过的先知呢？
Moses said there was going to be a prophet coming.
比方说摩西呢，他说摩西是个先知，他说会有一个先知会来，未来要来。
Now many prophets arose in Israel that were sent by God.
所有那些从以前这个时代以前的那些先知都是神差来的。
And everyone that was sent by God, the people must believe and must obey the voice of the prophet through whom God spoke.
那先知就是神借着他说话的，所以每一个先知来的时候呢，以色列人都知道呢，他们要听这个先知的话。
But there would come one, the greatest prophet of all.
但是会有一个要来的，那是所有先知里最大的。
And that wasn't John the Baptist.
不是施洗的约翰。
John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus said, there is not arisen a greater prophet than John the Baptist.
但耶稣指着施洗约翰说呢，是妇人所生的、兴起的，没有一个大过他的，他是最大的。
But John the Baptist said, a greater one than me is here.
有一个比施洗约翰还大的，那就是耶稣了。
Now go back, let's go back into the Old Testament, and we'll hear Moses. Deuteronomy.
我们来看一下这个摩西是怎么预言的，这个先知要来的《生命记》旧约的。
Deuteronomy chapter 18,
十八章，319页，旧约的319。
Deuteronomy chapter 18,
320，旧约的320。
And verses 15,
十五节
to 18,
十五节到十八节。
And we'll get to read it in Mandarin.
十五节到十八节，《生命记》十八章的十五节，耶和华你的神要从你们弟兄中间给你兴起一位先知向我，你们要听从他。这是摩西说的话，正如你在何烈山大会的日子求耶和华你神一切的话，说，求你不再叫我听见耶和华我神的声音。也不再叫我看见的大火，免得我死亡。耶和华就对我说，他们所说的是，我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知向你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
In verse 16 Moses rehearses, or he says about on that day when God spoke directly from heaven on Mount Sinai to the people. They were terrified when God spoke.
所以十六节的背景呢，是他们出了埃及，走了三个月，到了西乃山，也就是何烈山。然后呢，神在西乃山上跟他们显现，神说话的时候呢，整个以色列人太害怕了。
When God came down and gave them the law, He came down on top of Mount Sinai. The mountain quaked with an earthquake. There was a big cloud of darkness came. There was lightnings and there was thunderings. And the people got so frightened, they moved way, way back from the mountain.
所以神是降在西乃山，也就何烈山上啊，他开始在那呢赐摩西十诫，放在两块石板上。他下来的时候呢，有密云，有地震，有雷轰，有闪电，所以所有的犹太人呢都非常害怕，他们都全部离开了西乃山的山脚啊，都远远的看着。
Now God didn't just do that as a display to frighten them into believing.
神做这个不是说他要显明，想要吓唬这个犹太人，让他们吓得让他们相信。
Yeah, that's just a display of His power, He and His holiness.
这就是他显明他的能力和圣洁，就是他就是这样，因为他是来颁律法，那他就是这样一个圣洁的形象。
There are some in the Old Testament that had a visitation by an angel from God, and they thought they were going to die.
所以在旧约里，有的时候人会看见从神那里差来的天使啊，人看见天使都以为他要死了，害怕。
Because it says no one can look on God and live.
因为没有人能够眼见神而活着。
We're sinful, but God is perfectly holy.
因为我们真的是败坏的，我们是有罪的，但是神是全然圣洁的。
We are unrighteous. He's perfectly righteous.
我们是不义的，他是完全的义的。
And so, just like a fire burns impurities out of metal, so the fire of God burns sin wherever it is.
就像炼金属的时候，我们要把金属炼尽，把金子炼尽呢，是要很热的火啊，烧了以后把杂质撇出来。神的火呢，也当他碰到罪的时候，他也是要烧的，是要把罪的杂质炼出来。所以总是这样的一个关系。
And so God then says, well, what you say is good. In verse 16 of that Deuteronomy 18 says, for this is what you asked of the Lord your God at Horeb on the day of the assembly, when you said, let us not hear the voice of the Lord our God, nor see this great fire any more, or we will die.
所以十六节的后半段呢，大家就说啊，说以色列人说，求你不要再让我听见耶和华我神的声音，不要让我看见这大火，免得我死亡。
We don't want God to speak to us that way. We're going to die.
我们不能承担，不想让神这么样的跟我说话的方式，我太害怕我会死。
Now God is also very gracious.
神是真的很有恩典的。
And He says to them, "What they say is good."
所以神如此有恩典，他说呢，对他们说的是对的，这种这是说的是好的，我不能这么跟他们相见。
It's like when you're dealing with a little frightened child.
这就像你去处理一个面对一个已经很受惊吓的孩子。
You try something else to help them out.
你会用另外的方式去帮助他。
So God says, okay, what they say, they're frightened by that. I've got another way.
所以神说呢，好，现在他们太害怕了，我要换一个方式来帮助他们。
Verse 18, he says.
这就是十八节了。
I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers.
我就在他们中间呢，兴起一位先知，像你，就像摩西。
Like Moses, I'll put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him.
所以我要将当说的传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的传给他们。
Now, if anyone does not listen to his word, to my words that the prophet speaks in my name, I myself will call him to account.
谁不听他奉我名所说的，我必讨谁的罪。
Now we've been studying the Gospel of John up to this point.
所以我们学约翰福音学到今天这个点了。
The Lord Jesus over and over tells the Jews.I don't speak on my own authority. I speak. My authority comes from God, my Father.
是耶稣呢一遍一遍的告诉犹太人，我不是凭我自己讲的，我所说的都是天父告诉我，我才讲出来。
And this is what Moses told the children of Israel, that there would be coming a prophet that would speak nothing but God's words.
所以摩西在这里已经讲了，预言了，会有这么一个先知来。他所说的一切都是神吩咐他的，所以就讲明了，就是指向耶稣。
And so, you go to the book of Acts now, if you want to go over there.
我们再看一点《使徒行传》吧。
Acts chapter 3，《
使徒行传》的三章，就是二百一十二页了，新约的二百一十二页。
Verse 22, Peter.He tells the nation, he reminds them of what Moses had told them and was written in their scriptures.
三章的二十二节，就是摩西呢已经告诉了他的弟兄们，就是犹太人啊，会有一个先知像他这样未来要来。
For Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must."Listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from among his people.
摩西曾说，主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我，凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从。 凡不听从那先知的，必要从民中全然灭绝。
So the people knew they were waiting for this prophet to come.
所以人们知道啊，他们在等这个先知来呀。
It wasn't the great prophet Isaiah.
所以这不是那个以赛亚这样的大先知。
It wasn't the great prophet Jeremiah or Ezekiel.
也不是以西结，也不是耶利米。
Or Daniel.
但以理。
Or Elijah and Elisha.
以利沙、以利亚。
None of these.
都不是这些先知。
Not until the Lord Jesus came, no one ever spoke like him. No one ever did the miracles that he did to confirm who he really was.
所以直到耶稣来啊，没有人像他这么说话，有这样的权柄，也没有人做了这么多的神迹。
But when the people that day, they heard that voice ring out of that temple.
所以在那一天呢，人们听见耶稣的声音回响在圣殿里。
They said, "This is that prophet that Moses spoke about."
现在他们知道，这就是那个先知了，摩西说的那个先知。
These people were, they became believers that day, I believe.
所以我相信呢，这里众人说的，这就是那先知的那些人呢，那天信了。
There were some other people who believed that day. They went even further.
有的人呢，那天也信了，他们信的呢更远一些，更进一步。
This is the Messiah.
他们直接就说这就是基督了，这就
是。Could only be the Messiah.
这就是那个弥赛亚。
Perhaps they'd come up to Jerusalem, you know, with great expectations. But now everything's finished, and they're let down. You know how that happens?
所以他们从各地来呀，他们带着巨大的期望，现在呢七天的、八天的这个节过完了，他们。还是没得到满足。这个声音出来的时候，你可以想象他们心里的感受。
They were expecting to be satisfied.
因为他们一直想要心里的满足啊。
But somehow they were going away without that deep satisfaction.
但他们要没有这样的满足，就要离开耶路撒冷。
And suddenly that voice ringing through the temple.
突然那个声音响。
It goes right into the heart.I am thirsty. I want to drink.
这个声音是直接穿透进他们的心里的，因为他们是渴的，他们想要这水喝。
That's the Messiah. That's the Christ.
所以有人认出来，这就是基督啊，这就是弥赛亚。
So there you have two people. Some believing he's that prophet that would come that would speak God's words.Others that went even further to the man that would be the Messiah himself, the Christ, the Anointed One.
所以你看呢，最初的两个回应呢，一群人是认出他是那个预言要来的先知，另一群认出来哦，他就是那个一直预言最后要来的弥赛亚救世主。这两部分人都信了。
But there is others that were not willing to trust in their hearts.
但还有一些人，他们从心底里不想就那么轻易的相信。
Their minds got in the way.
因为呢，他们的脑子开始动起来了。
And what did they say?
他们说什么呢
？How can Christ come from Galilee?
基督岂是从加利利出来的吗
？When they heard that voice that day, that voice came from heaven itself.
我们回到七章哈，约翰福音七章，当那个声音出来的时候。耶稣站起来说，其实这个声音是从神那里说的。
When they said, "How can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not the Scripture, verse 42, say that Christ will come from David's family and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?"
约翰福音七章四十一节哈，四十二节，其也有的说，基督岂是从加利利出来的吗？经上岂不是说，基督是大卫的后裔？是从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗
？They knew this, they knew the scriptures that indeed the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judea, according to Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
从弥迦书的五章二节，我们知道旧约的弥迦书预言到耶稣要来，出生的地方一定是伯利恒。
These were probably quite well educated in order for them to know that.
所以这些能说出这句经文的出处的人呢，应该在当时他是熟读圣经的，这时候圣经是旧约啊。
But one of the problems with having a little education is that you become proud and you don't think that you need more enlightenment.
所以受教育有的时候会有点副作用的，就是什么呢？你懂了一点知识以后呢，你会觉得，哎，其实我还挺懂的，所以我不需要更多的光照我了，会有里面的骄傲出来。
The Lord Jesus did not go around and advertise that he was the Messiah, that he here's his like the modern politicians. He didn't say I was born in Bethlehem. I came from God the Father. He didn't advertise. He wasn't being an elected official.
所以耶稣他来啊，跟今天的地上的政客很不一样。地上政客他一直做广告的，还把自己一切的好的东西都显出来看。耶稣从来没做过任何的广告，他不是个选出来的这个像人选出来的领导人那样，他也没有说呢，我是在哪哪出生的，我是从谁谁谁派来的，我做了一些什么事情，他从来不做这种广告。
These people, they said, yeah, the Messiah has to come from Bethlehem, but I heard that he was born in, he's from Galilee, he's from Nazareth.
所以这些人就开始争起来了，所以说呢，我们知道圣经说呢，那个弥赛亚一定是从伯利恒出来的，但是我们知道这个叫耶稣的人，他的家乡在加利利亚，是拿撒勒。
So now they make their decision based upon second-hand information. They did not search it out themselves.
所以他们的信息从哪里来？是二手的，他们自己并没有做过研究，所以他不知道耶稣真的是出生在伯利恒。
A simple question would be for them to go up to Jesus and say, "Sir, were you born in Nazareth?" What would he say? No. My son, I was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Simple question. Could have been cleared up. The man was there the whole week, or half, last half of the week.
所以对于这些人来说呢，其实有个很简单的方式，他们就上去就问耶稣，你是在拿撒勒生的吗？你觉得耶稣会怎么回答？他说不，我是在伯利恒生的。这就很简单的，他会告诉你的。
The thing is, we can, if we have questions, you can come to the Bible and question. Don't be like a lot of people, remain in ignorance about the Bible. You know what? I hear, well, maybe I better let you do that.
Yeah, no problem.
I hear people say the Bible is full of contradictions.
所以我们读圣经的时候啊，我们要常常的去查考圣经，我们要往深里读啊，我们要回到这事实上去，因为我经常会听见有人说，哦，我看见圣经里也充满了矛盾。
I say to them, well, have you read the Bible?
我就会问他们，你真的读过吗？
Yeah, well, how much have you read? Have you read the whole Bible?
他们说我读过啊，然后我会问你整本圣经你都读过吗？
No.
没有。
Well, how would you know if there's any contradictions in the Bible?
那我就问他，那你怎么知道圣经里有充满了矛盾呢？
I tell him, I've been reading it for 50 years and I haven't found one yet.
但就我自己的经历呢，我已经读了超过50年了，我也没发现里面有什么矛盾的地方。
I find more contradictions in my own heart.
但我却发现我自己里面很多矛盾的地方啊，而不是发现圣经很矛盾。
I find contradictions in my thinking sometimes, not in the Bible.
经常发现我的脑子里经常充满了矛盾。
So that people speak out of their ignorance.
所以人总是出于他的无知在挑战神。
And just by what someone else says, that settles the question for them.
所以他们经常的逻辑就是，那某某人说了这个事实，所以用这个某某人说的事实，我就能够质疑圣经。
So these people made their decision upon a wrong understanding.
所以这些人他的决定，你会发现出于一个什么呢？
So the whole,
出于一个谣言，出于一个误解。
The people,
他们就做了决定了。
Yeah, the people were divided. Verse 43, they were divided because of him.
所以43节你会发现人就开始起了纷争啊，就开始分开了。
And so you find that today it's still happening. It was happening in the temple to, 2,000 years ago, it's still happening in the world today. People are divided.
所以你会看见，虽然是2000年前的圣殿的这一幕啊，今天还在发生。啊，今天依然人听见了会有说我要信，我要不信，依然会在纷争。
If people are really honest and they want to find out the truth, the truth is available to them.
如果一个人真的很诚实，他真的就是想去知道真理的话呢，他就一定能看见真理，真理就一定会向他启示。
But there were others. They didn't want to hear that voice.
但是有些呢，他其实并不是喜欢这个声音，他不想要这个声音。
When they heard that voice in the temple ring out, hatred came up into their hearts.
所以当他听见这个声音喊出来在圣殿的时候呢，他里面就起了愤怒、仇恨。
That voice meant that they're going to have, if they believe, they're going to lose everything they want in their lives.
因为这些人意识到，这个人们如果去相信这个声音的话呢。那他们自己一生的这个积累啊，他们的钱财就要没了。
That voice struck a blow to their ambitions, their sin, their lives that they wanted to live for themselves.
因为这些对于这些宗教人士来说，神的声音，耶稣的这个声音。给了他们一个重击啊，重击在他们的野心上，在他们的地上的荣耀上。
So in verse 44, we say that some of them they wanted to grab and seize him, that to shut him up.
这就是为什么四十四节有人想下手拿他抓他，被激怒了。
But nobody could lay a hand upon him.
但没有人可以下得了手。
We read that a number of times. Where in verse 30, for example, they tried then. At this, they tried to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him because his time had not yet come.
我们读到这句话呢，我发现前面那些反复出现过这句话。比方说三十节，他们就想要捉拿耶稣，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候没有到。
So there's a mixture of the result when he preached to make these offers.
所以你会看见有一个不同的结果哈、啊，不同的人他有不同的反应。当耶稣的话出来的时候
，Some were touched in their very hearts.
有的人他的心就被感动了。
Others still were wondering.
有的剩下的有的在摇摆啊。
But others hated what they heard.
还有一部分人就是要恨他，要杀他。
And they tried to kill him. They wanted to kill him.
想要杀他。
They tried to seize him because they knew that the Jews had already wanted to kill him, and so if they could grab him, they could turn him over to the Jews.
所以，因为他们知道犹太人想要杀他，所以这些人，就抓住他，就那个宗教人士想要杀耶稣。
But they were powerless to take him until his time would come.
但是，一切都在神的手里，所以。当时候没有到的时候呢，他们想要谋害耶稣的计划是没有力量的。
Now there was a group of men that were sent specifically to take him.
那现在呢，有这么一群人被拆出去啊，拆出去干嘛呢？要去抓耶稣。
And we read there in verse 32.
四十二节。32。
Yeah, verse 32. Now the Pharisees heard the crowd whispering.Such things. That is that Jesus was a Christ. So what they did is they sent temple guards to arrest him.
所以三十二节呢，当法利赛人就是宗教领袖听见众人在谈论的时候呢，就打发差役去捉他。
Now the temple guards they had that was their mission. They were given a command. These guards were not Romans. They were employed by the temple.Priests themselves.
所以这些差役他不是罗马兵丁，他是被宗教的这些祭司们所管理的，他是来维护圣殿治安的。
Now their job was what?
他们的工作是什么呢
？They were to just grab take Jesus.
他们的工作就是去抓耶稣。现在得到这个命令。
Did they hate him?
他们真的恨耶稣吗
No, probably not. They were just ordinary working people.
他们不一定啊，他们只是一个普通的工人嘛，工作而已。
And but they made one mistake.
但他们犯了一个错误。
They stopped to listen.
这个错误就是他们在抓耶稣之前停下来先听一段他讲话。
They thought, well, if we just listen for a minute, we can grab him later.
所以我们先听一会儿，然后后面再抓他也来得及嘛。
That was a bad mistake.
这个错误就很糟糕，对他们来说。
Because as they listened, they heard something they had never before heard in their lives.
因为当他们只要停下来听，他们就听到了他们一生从来没有听过的话语。
They didn't have any prejudice against him or for him or against him. That was just their job.
因为他们里面没有什么偏见的，对于谁是宗教什么的，他没有他这，因为他在做差役，这是他的工作，就保安一样嘛。
So Reuben says to Saul, "These are two guards. You know, Saul. I think why don't we just listen for a minute before we grab him?"
假设有两个差役呢，他那个一个叫 Reuben， 一个叫 Saul 啊。Reuben 就跟 Saul 说：“那我们反正来了，我们要不听一会儿吧？听一会儿再去抓他也来得及嘛。”
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
好不好？
So, and they listen.
然后他们就听了。
To his words.
听了耶稣的话。
And his words are, what do they say?
那他们说什么呢？
They come back to the temple guards return, and their hearts are just burning within.
所以当他们回去的时候，他们的心是火热的。
They came to the chief priests and Pharisees, verse 45.
那这就是四十五节了，因为他们回去交差了哈。
And the Pharisees, why didn't you bring him in?
四十五节交差的时候呢，那个法利赛人就是宗教领袖问他们，你怎么没把他带来呢？没把耶稣带来呢？
We sent you to take an unarmed man, bring him in. What was the matter? What's the problem?
派你去抓他，你怎么回事？你怎么不抓过来呢？
Ah, their hearts still burning in their hearts. They said, nobody ever, no one ever spoke the way this man does.
但这些差役心里还是在火热啊，所以他听见这个话太受用，太觉得太好了，所以他们说没有人像耶稣那样说话的。
They heard him cry out too.
因为他们也听见耶稣这高声的呼喊。
That ringing voice through the temple.
那整个圣殿都能够回响的那句声音。
And their thirst was quenched.
因为差役里面也很干渴。
They came back, men changed, no doubt.
所以人听见神的话就会有改变。
They went as ordinary soldiers, and they came back as believers. I take it that they're believers in the Lord Jesus.
所以他们去的时候只是一个很普通的兵丁，回来的时候他们里面已经发生了变化。
They listened.They listened and they heard the very voice of God from heaven.
因为他们听到的时候，他们是从那天上而来的神直接给他们的声音。
Not the thundering and lightning that came at Mount Sinai.
这个声音不像在西乃山那雷轰闪电的时候让人惧怕的律法的声音。
But God speaking through His Son, words of grace and truth.
但是神借着他的圣子，基督把真理和我们需要的爱哈给了我们。
Now we see the real hatred of the Pharisees.
所以我们在这里看见法利赛人里面的恶毒啊就出来了。
The Pharisees were the most religious group.
法利赛人是最宗教化的一群人。
These are the ones that knew the scriptures best.
他们恰恰是那群最知道圣经的。
And this was, they were very strict in their religion.
他们对他的宗教非常的严格。
And if anyone should have believed the Lord Jesus, it should have been the Pharisees.
如果按道理啊，谁要最应该相信耶稣呢？就应该是这些法利赛人最该信的。
But they had, through the years, they had added to the law of God their own rules.
但是恰恰相反，他们在很多很多年里呢，过去的耶稣来之前的一千多年里，他们在摩西的律法上不停地加了很多的条框。
And rather than obey God now, they were obeying their own little rules they've made.
所以为了避免他们心里自己愿意顺服神呢，他只是去遵守那些小的条条框框就可以了。
So when the Lord Jesus cried out in the temple that day, that was like hatred came up in their lives.
所以当耶稣站起来的那一天呢，这些法利赛人就被冒犯了，非常愤怒。
So the answer these men, temple guards, you mean he has deceived you also? Verse
47. 47节，法利赛人说，你们也受了迷惑吗？指那些差役。
Who was deceived?
谁受了迷惑？真的。
These men were self-deceived by Satan himself.
恰恰相反，这些法利赛人确实被撒旦、被魔鬼自己所迷惑了。
And then he says to in verse 48, has any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him?
官长或是法利赛人这些宗教领袖们岂有信他的呢？
No. No, they say.
他说不，不可能。
They answer their own question.
他们自己回答了自己。
Problem is, there was one among them that was a Pharisee that believed.But they answer their own question. He says, but this mob that knows nothing of the law, there's a curse on them.
那这些不明白律法的百姓是被咒诅。
And the rulers, these Pharisees, they were the powerful. But he says, you guards, you're just ignorant workers. And the mob,
所以这等于他们是在斥责这些差役啊，说你们这就是一些无知的工人啊。啥都不懂，无知的保安。
And the crowd, many of them who had believed that day, they call a mob. And he says, what are these? He says they know nothing about the law. There's a curse on them.
所以他对那些愿意跟随耶稣的，他就是这就是暴民的，就是百姓啊，他们根本不懂律法，所以他们才会去跟耶稣。
Because you see, Jesus had broken the laws of the Pharisees, not the law of God.
耶稣是违反了法利赛人定的律法，他并没有违反神定的律法。
He healed a man on the Sabbath day.
因为耶稣在安息日治好了
一些的病人。And that really made them angry.
当耶稣在安息日治病的时候，真的使法利赛人非常的恼恨。
So that's why they are so arrogant about the crowds, saying they know nothing about the law.
这就是为什么法利赛人如此的骄傲傲慢哈。说那些暴民那些的民众是不明白律法，因为这些律法是他们自以为意的根本。
So there's a curse on them that don't obey the law.
所以，因为在旧约呢是有这样的一个咒诅，违反律法是有被咒诅。
So they say that that crowd there's a curse on them because they don't know our laws.
所以他说这些人是不明白我们律法的。
Jesus, they believe in Jesus who's a breaker of our laws.
因为他们相信耶稣，耶稣却是违反了他们定的律法，就比如说安息日不能治病。
Not that he broke God's law.
但是呢，他们却违反了神的律法。
It was their laws that he broke. That's why they were angry. And so, finally, Nicodemus. Remember Nicodemus?
最后呢，尼哥底母来了，你们记得吗
？Who was Nicodemus？
谁是尼哥底母？尼哥德慕。
He was a ruler of the Jews, wasn't he？
他是官长啊。
He was a Pharisee。
他是个法利赛人。
He was one of the ruling members of the Sanhedrin。
他是工会的这个一个成员，工不是那个工人的工啊，是他们犹太人的这个执政掌权的机构。
But Nicodemus was more than that。
尼哥底母是比这要更多了，往前进了一步。
He was the foremost teacher in Israel in that day.
他应该是老师中的老师啊，是最最大的那个老师。
John chapter 3.
我们看一下约翰福音三章啊。
John 3, verse 10.
三章十节，就知道尼哥底母的这个。
Nicodemus, you remember, came to Jesus by night.
你们都记得，耶稣有一天晚上，尼哥底母来见他。
And he was a man, a genuine, honest man.
他是一个诚实的人。
Really strange for a Pharisee.
对于法利赛人来说，出这样的人还不容易。
But he came to Jesus by night with honest questions.
他半夜晚上来见耶稣呢，是有诚实的问题要问。
But with little spiritual understanding.
但是灵里他就不太能明白。
The Lord would help him though.
耶稣会帮助他。
At one point, the Lord Jesus, in their conversation, asks him, He says, you don't know these things, but you are Israel's teacher.
有一天晚上，尼古丁来见他的时候，耶稣就在对话中说，你可是以色列人的先生，你还不明白吗？
People in the nation of Israel, they appeal to you for an understanding of the scriptures.
这是什么意思呢？就是以色列人当他们属灵上有问题的时候，他可是来问你呀。
You don't understand these?
啊，你还不能明白吗？
So Nicodemus, I just point that out. Nicodemus was probably the smartest and the best man in the Sanhedrin.
所以尼哥底母啊，借着这句话，你可能可以明白，他可能是整个公会、整个宗教阶层里面的对圣经最熟的，就大家最认可的那个圣经教师了。
And remember what the Pharisees said. Has any of the rulers of the or the Pharisees believed in him?
你看到吗？四十八节，我们回到约翰福音七章，四十八节说，官长和法利赛人还有信他的吗？
Just because they didn't doesn't mean to say no one else had believed him.
就像好像是他们信了，就以为别人都，哦，他们不信，就好像别人都不能信一样。
But Nicodemus is not only knows the scripture; he's an honest man.
所以尼哥底母他不但是一个熟悉圣经的人，
so、
他还是个诚实的人，他是个诚实的人。
He asked a question: Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he is doing?
所以他在五十一节会问，不听本人的口供，不知他所做的事，难道我们的律法还能定他的罪吗？
Now, Nicodemus was appealing to the law, what the law of God says.
所以尼哥底母是做了一件什么事，把大家拉回到律法的要求上来，
go,
来看，
go to,
而不是放在人的心里。
Go to Deuteronomy again. There's a few verses there we can read.
我们再看《生命记》啊，有一些的经文我们可以读一下，就知道
律法。Deuteronomy chapter one，
律法是怎么要求的？《生命记》的一章啊，旧约的二百八十九页，二百八十九
，verse seventeen，
一章的十七节，二百九十页。
Do not show partiality in judging. Hear both small and great alike. Do not be afraid of any man, for judgment belongs to God. That's all we need to read in that verse.
Yeah, 我们先读一下十七节的上半段哈。审判的时候不可看人的外貌，听讼就是听审判啊。审判官不可分贵贱，不可惧怕人，因为审判是属乎神的。
Now we don't want to spend a lot of time on Jewish law.
我们今天不是要花更多的时间来讲犹太的律法。
But that tells us that a judge should not be partial.
所以这里告诉我们呢，一个审判是不能够偏颇的。
Judge everyone alike.
因为每一个人都是一同等啊，都是公平的。
Another verse that that would tell us about a judging.Is in chapter 17 of Deuteronomy.
我们再往后翻《生命记》的十七章。
Chapter 17 and 8.
十七章的八节啊，三百十八页，旧约三幺八。
Where there's a court now.
这时候也是关于审理案件的要求。
If cases come before your courts that are too difficult for you to judge, whether bloodshed, lawsuits, or assaults, take them to the place the Lord your God will choose. Go to the priests, who are Levites, to the judge, who is in the office at that time. Inquire of them, and they will give you the verdict. You must act according to the decisions they give you at the place the Lord will choose. That is, of course, the temple.He's talking about the priest, the high priest, who should be the final arbiter in any decision making.
他说：“你城中若起了争讼的事，或因流血，或因争竞，或因殴打，是你难断的案件，你就当起来往耶和华你神所选择的地方去，去见祭司、立位人，并当时的审判官，去问他们，他们必将判语指示你。他们在耶和华所选择的地方指示你的判语，你必照着他们所指教的一切话遵行谨守。
And so there are provisions in the law for judgment. As you read through the book of Deuteronomy in particular, there are various instances where the guidelines are given to those who would judge cases. If there's a matter that is to be brought before the court, they are to examine carefully every detail of those charges. They are to interview witnesses. There have to be two or three witnesses, and so on. And there's quite a number of instructions given for judging, which Nicodemus, he summarizes that and says, does our law condemn anyone without first hearing to find out what he's doing?
所以尼哥底母在这里只是总结了一下整个旧约呢，我们刚才生命记的两处经文已经看到，神对审判的事是非常认真的，非常细致的，要求所有的审判他必须先要听所有的信息，你要找足够的证据，包括见证，你也知道两三个人见证才能作数，而不是一个人讲了你就相信他。所以这些的事情呢，尼哥底母就用一句话他就总结了，就是说我们不去做这个审判的准备工作，不去听各种各样的见证，我们就直接下论点下判断嘛。
So these so-called judges of Israel, they have already made up their mind about the Lord Jesus.
因为这些所谓的宗教阶层，他们已经对耶稣的处理已经想好了，他们是先想好审判，再来定罪，再来找证据。
And when Nicodemus questions that, he questions, have you examined all the evidence, is what he's asking there.
所以尼哥底母在这里他在质疑他们的时候，他说你们有没有经历，就是所有的这个程序你全部做了一遍没有。
And what do they do?
他们怎么说的？
They can't answer his question, can they?
他们不能回答。
It's impossible.
因为他们做没他们是没做，就是做不到。
Because they haven't examined him.
因为他们什么也没有查考。
From the beginning, they have opposed him and tried to trip him up. They have tried to catch him in his words so they might accuse him.
所以他们从一开始就是因为里面的愤怒想要抵挡他，想要定他的罪，他们根本不在乎公正。
Now, what did Nicodemus do that night when he visited the Lord Jesus?
尼哥底母那天晚上拜访耶稣的时候，他做什么了？
He was asking just that very thing.
他就问了这同样的一个问题。
He went there to find out what he was doing and who he was.
他就是想去看耶稣到底是谁，他做的是什么事。
And he found out.
他真的看见，找到了。
That this was the Christ, the Son of God.
他认出来，这就是基督，这就是神的圣
子。We read about Nicodemus later on. He was one that helped to bury, take down and bury the Lord Jesus.
我们都知道最后呢，尼哥底母是两个人之一啊，把耶稣埋了，从十字架上拿下来埋了那一位。
So can the Jews answer Nicodemus's question?
犹太人能够回答尼哥底母的话吗？
No, they can't.
他回答不了啊。
So what they use a what's called a, we use a, in English we call it an ad hominem argument. Ad hominem.
Ad hominem.
That's a Latin. We use a Latin. So you want a Latin language? Or a Latin. Latin lesson here this morning.
不是个英语，不是个英语。
It's going to be very short and easy. Don't worry.
Ad hoc. Hominem.
Join that, or you'll think it's a CL. Ad hominem.
Ad hominem.
Yeah. It means this. You can see the word here where we get our English word human.
Oh.
Right. This means if you can't beat the person's argument, then you attack the person.
Oh. 就人身攻击了。就这个 hominem 就是英语 human 的词根，英语也是从那个拉丁那边过来的，所以 hominem 是个拉丁语，它其实就是 human 的意思。 add 就是攻击，其实就是人身攻击，就是你讲不赢的时候，你就只攻击他的人就对了，这就是一个这个罪人典型的样子。
So see what they do, verse 52. They don't answer his argument.
所以你看五十二节，这就是他们的反应，他们也根本没回答尼哥底母的问题。
Are you from Galilee?
他就直接问你也是从加利利。
That's an odd ad hominem argument.
所以这就是一个人身攻击的这个，他们换成了这个人身攻击的话了。
Galilee was a place, a province, a very rich province. People were interested in living. They weren't interested in religion so much. They were kind of ignorant of. They were more not as well educated.
Galilee is not very.
They weren't that well educated in Galilee.
就是他们不想，就加利利是个不是太受教育的地方，有北面嘛啊，然后呢也是宗教不是特别多，然后也比较富有。就是过日子的地方，就比较富有。
If you wanted to get to the top of the world, then you went to Jerusalem. That's where all the educated people were.
所以你要想要到这个世界的顶端来呢，金字塔的顶端，你应该在耶路撒冷。那这是一群受教育的宗教人应该住的地方。
And so, the Lord made all his disciples came from Galilee, except for Judas.
所以。耶稣的所有门徒除了犹大，卖主的犹大，剩下十一个全是加利利出来
的。God always chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the things that are mighty.
所以神总是兴起呢，在人看来愚昧和渺小的哈，去验证，去显明的大能，神的大能。
And so what he's saying, they attack him and say, "You're from Galilee. You're ignorant too."
所以他们在这个攻击的话就是，你也是从加利利来吗？那你也是无知的。
And as they look to it, you'll find that a prophet doesn't come out of Galilee.
所以你去查考啊，加利利没有出过先知。
Yes. So, but they ignore the fact that quite a number of prophets actually came out of Galilee.
所以，但他们其实忽视了啊，就很多的先知其实是从加利利出来的。
Both Elijah and Elisha were Galileans from Galilee.
比方说呢，以利亚和以利沙啊，两个都是从那个地方出来。
Jonah certainly was.
约拿也是那个地方出来。
And most think that Amos was.
很多人认为阿摩斯也是那个地方出来的。
And perhaps Nahum too.
也许拿鸿也是那个地方出来的。
So in their hatred, they ignore the truth for to confirm their lie.
所以在他们的骄傲里、愤怒里，他们就干脆忽视了这个事实。他们根本自己也不去看历史的。
You know, almost all atheists, people that don't believe in God, have never examined the opposite, have never examined the truth.
所以的无神论啊，就不相信神的那一批人，其实他们真的没有人认真。考虑过另外的可能性，就是真理的那一边的可能性。
They have made up their minds to ignore all the evidence.
他们其实一开始先做了决定，忽视真理的时候
，of spiritual things，
否决真理的时候，是因为他们一开始里面已经做了决定。
And think they're safe by ignoring the greater part of our universe.
然后他们认为他是安全的，接着他们忽视从神来的。一切的真理
the one who made it brought it all into being.
You know something, there is a big danger in this thing here that the Lord says, cursed is a man that puts his faith and trust in another man. These religious leaders, they were taught and learned of other people before them, and before them, and before them. So they were following, they were believing in these people, and they took that word as gospel.And they were continuing to teach the people the same thing.
所以圣经告诉我们，你把信心放在人身上啊，真是有祸了。但是呢，这些法利赛人呢，他们相信的就是一代一代他们以前的老师，他相信他的老师，他这个老师相信他自己的老师，他全是把信心建立在他老师所说的话，而不是真理是什么。
So it was the blind leading the blind, and they both end up in the ditch.
那就像瞎子领瞎子呢，最终两个人都掉沟里。
That's why the Lord says, "Seek and you will find."
这就是为什么耶稣说呢，你寻找就寻见了。
Search and seek and you will find, and knock and it will be opened to you.
你寻找就寻见，叩门就开门。
Okay, and the Lord will open up His word and the truth of God to you if you diligently seek for it.
如果你真心的、诚实的，去寻求他呢，神一定会开门的，你会看见他。好，我们做个结束的祷告。
Our loving Father, we want to thank you again for thy words of wisdom, and Lord, we thank thee again that they are eternal. And Lord, we want to thank you again that thou hast impressed that on our hearts that we should not believe what man has to say, but we should always look into your word, which is the truth, the eternal truth, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And so, our Father, the truth never changes. And we thank thee that we can set our anchors on it and we can't be moved. So, our Father, we pray for each and every one that has come here this morning, that, Lord, you would open up their hearts and open up their minds, Lord, that they would understand the truth of God, that they might not be blinded by that evil one and have excuses for their unbelief. So, our Father, we just pray for each and every one that thou would impress that today is the day of salvation, tomorrow might not come. So we commend each and every one into your hands. We pray for your blessings as we go forth. And we give thee thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.